April 10th, 1997 is the official start date. April 10th of 2007, of course, my 10-year anniversary, I had one of the worst bombs of my life. And it was at the Laugh Factory.
So this is when, but when you're already, see, this is funny to me because when you already have an audience and you're sold for a while, you're good on stage. I don't know what Seinfeld said in the movie. You got like what, 2 minutes or 3 minutes. So it's kind of hard to screw up. So I can't wait to hear this.
this one was pretty epic and it falls along those lines of like, you know, what can you say? What can't you say? And know your audience. So Carol Leifer, you know, comedian Carol Leifer?
Sure.
Okay, she has an organization that's all about dogs and cats and you know, raising money for them, you know, get them spayed, neutered, adopted, just, you know, an animal thing. She hits me up and she's like, hey, listen, we're having a fundraiser for my organization. I know, you know, you have pets. Would you like to donate your time and help out the cause? I'm like, no problem. I'd be happy to do it. It was with Tom Papa, Jay Leno, and myself. The three of us and Carol Leifer was hosting. And so we go there, and there's a whole red carpet and everything. The press is there. It's a pretty big event. You know, she's raising money for this. And Leno gets to go first because at the time he's taping The Tonight Show. And so he goes up on stage, and he does about 15 minutes. And he starts doing a bit about how he hates his wife's cats. Well, as soon as he starts doing that, you could feel the crowd like, these are animal lovers, right? They're not traditional comedy club goers. These are people that are there for the cause. And so as soon as he starts talking about how much he dislikes his wife's cats, you could feel the room. And he keeps going in and going in and going in. And they're laughing because it's Leno, but it's that uncomfortable like, hey, man, I got a cat, you know. And so it's getting to an ugly place, and right at the end, Leno looks at the crowd and says, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to donate $10,000 to your cause so you guys can continue to save these animals and get them the help that they need. And as soon as he said that, the crowd erupted. They're like, oh, my God, because Kara had one of those, like, a thermometer that showed the goal, like, you know, right. We want to fill this thing up. And right. So Leno, right out the gate, like, filled it, okay?
Right.
He already raised the money himself. And so the crowd's on their feet, standing up. They're going crazy. He walks off stage.
That's
and
cheating.
I'm like, what the hell was that? Right? That's so basically cheating. And so Tom Papa goes up on stage.
Right.
And Tom Papa's opening line is, hey, keep it going for Jay Leno paying $10,000 to shit on cats.
Oh, no.
And the crowd went nuts. And after that, he had him.
Oh, no.
He had him, and he killed it. And so I'm closing the show, and I go up there, and I'm just doing my regular set. And then I says, you know what? These are animal lovers. I go, let me tell some animal stories, you know, about my dogs.
Right.
And so I started telling a story about my dog, Bruno, who had a habit of peeing on me to let people know that I belong to him. Like, whenever guests would come over the house, he would walk over to me, and he would mark me. He would mark me. Because he felt threatened by whoever walked in the house. It was the weirdest thing. He was very, very old school.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm telling the story, and the crowd is laughing. And then I says, yeah. So one night I'm laying in bed, and I says, and he peed on my back as I was sleeping. And so I wake up, and he's nailing my back. And I says, so I kicked him off the bed. And when I said I kicked him off the bed, I kind of said, so I kicked him off the bed, kind of like there was some action and motion. So I kicked him off the bed.
Right.
I heard in the back of the room, a lady yells out, he kicks dogs.
Oh, please.
And when she said that, I thought she was messing with me. And I say, yeah, I'm a dog kicker. And then I did the whole, like, I kicked something and I made the sound. Well, let me tell you, that did not go over well. They started chanting dog kicker.
Oh, no.
And they started getting the room. I mean, what they did to Leno was nothing. When I said, yeah, I'm a dog kicker, and I did the sound and the burr, oh, dude, it was horrible. They started booing, chanting dog kicker, and here's where I thought I was going to lose it. I'm looking out in the crowd, and remember, this was a red carpet event
sure. In
L.A., and so there's all this media sitting in the front rows, and I right. Recognize people from the news. I could see Jane Velez Mitchell sitting in the right dead center, and she's giving me this look like, ooh, really? Like, I can't wait. Jeff, let me tell you, it got so bad. Carol Leifer had to come up and take me off the stage like a referee at the end of a fight when someone's getting the hell beat out of them.
Sure.
And they kind of put their arm around you and they're like, it's over. Oh, so she's like, go. So I run off the stage and it's the laugh factory. So you're weaving in and out of people and I'm getting the comments as I'm moving. I get to the back and I just bolt out the door.
Oh, man.
I bolt out the door and, you know, at the club, you get to valet. That's one of the few clubs where you can actually valet your car.
Right.
I get out there, and when I walked in, my car was in front. And when I walked out, they had to get the car. So now I have to wait, and people are walking outside to tell me what they think about me being a dog kicker.
Oh, man.
And so they're talking smack to me from the door, and then valet's like, what's going on? You know, and I'm like, oh, man, they're mad at me because of a dog kicking reference. And so now he's getting mad. He's like, ¿te gusta patear los perros, cabrón? ¿Te gusta pa-? And so now he gives me my keys, and he's like, your car's over there. I'm like, I thought you were going to bring it. And he's like, he sends me to go get my own car. I get in my car, and I'm crying.
Oh, no.
Because I'm like, oh, my God. I just – people think I abuse animals, and this just happened in front of L.A. media.
Oh,
I thought my career was over that night.
Wow.
You know, and let me tell you something. I'm one of those types that, you know – It was 10 years to the day. It was my 10-year anniversary, and it's like really full circle. And so I didn't get on stage for 2 more weeks after that. I was so petrified. I was just like, oh, my God, I'm done. Word's going to get out. And so that at that moment, I was like, you know what? I think I had a good run.
Wow.
I think I had a good run.
Wow. And what year was that again? That was year.
It was 2007.
Okay,
April 10th, 2007. I'll tell you the date exactly. April
but 10th, it was the year before that, which is also, if you don't mind talking about just for a second, is when you got kicked off Last Comic Standing, right?
You see a pattern, huh?
No, I was just.
I made history being the first Mexican ever deported off NBC.
Thank you. Good night, everyone. So just quickly tell me about that, because what I read, I was like, are you kidding me? I have a Last Comic Standing story that I'm not going to tell it now, but it's an ugly one. So, but what happened? Did it really involve a cell phone? What happened?
Man.